The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Joe Sebilia. With news guy Aldo Tullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe on the radio, 805 at AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo's on the radio?
You know what? We're into our ninth year on this radio show, thanks to you. God bless you for listening, taking the time to listen, understanding what we believe in, and that is the United States of America. See, I'm an old dinosaur. I believe we're one nation under God, you know, and I believe in this great country, especially as we remember D-Day, June 6, 1944. And with great respect, we bring to the airwaves KT McFarland, who loves this country heart and soul and has dedicated much of her life to this great country. KT, welcome back to the show, and great to have you with us always.
Always an honor and a pleasure for me, too. Thank you.
KT, because, you know, we were too young for D-Day, but we were raised by parents who understood it. My father fought in the Second World War, was in Italy when that happened. And so he would sit, Pop would sit and talk to me, KT McFarland, about the Second World War, about the Operation Overlord, about Dwight Eisenhower, the Allied Supreme Commander, all of that. It seems to have instilled a patriotic feel in my heart. What have we lost along the way? I mean, you know, I mean, you think that people would remember September 11, 2001, and that would keep them patriotic, but it seems like there's a portion of the generation that just feels, and correct me if I'm wrong, KT, the way you've worked with Ronald Reagan, you've worked with Henry Kissinger, you've worked in the government, you work with Donald Trump, you know and love this country and dedicate your life to this country. What are these generations that are younger, why are they missing the patriotism that you and I feel in our heart, KT?
You know, it's the biggest question of all, and I think it goes to our education system and the woke ideology because, you know, it wasn't just woke is the current version of it, but the version of it of about 20 years ago was, well, you know, you hate America, you don't love America. When Ronald Reagan was elected, and people don't remember this now, you and I do, but part of the whole thing in the 1970s was America was evil. America was bad. Americans thought this. They were taught that in schools, that America was evil. America was the oppressor. Yeah. It wasn't over racial things as much as America was a great imperialist nation. And that sort of seeped into a generation, and I think it's people a little bit younger than us who grew up not really believing in America and not really believing, and they've never had to sacrifice. You know, as a parent, if you just give your kid everything, your kid doesn't learn the value of anything. And the generations now, they've never had to sacrifice, right? The economy's always been terrific. They haven't had to serve their country. I mean, I'm a big believer in universal service to the nation, whether it's military service or go work in the national park system or go paint rocks white in our park. Just do something for the nation. Whenever I get really down about America, I go look at those 1930s, 1940s war movies. You know, the Iwo Jima, the Band of Brothers. And at the beginning of the movie, they're all pretty standard themes. The beginning of the movie, there's always a platoon where there's one guy from Oklahoma. He's a, you know, an Okie from Oklahoma. There's a kid from the Bronx or Brooklyn with a snappy little accent. There's somebody from northern Minnesota. There's somebody from Texas with a big hat. They're all different, and they start the movie, they don't like each other at all. They're fighting with each other more than they're fighting with the Germans or the Japanese. But by the end of the movie, they've all gone through, they've suffered together, they've had to rely on each other. by the end of the movie, they are a band of brothers. And to me, that was the, one of the great things about World War II, is that we were a country in the 1930s, 1920s, 1930s, with a lot of different immigrant groups. You know, you and I, our forebears, came from Italy, Sicily, but they came from all over the world, and they were not melded into one national identity. But at the end of World War II, we were no longer Italian-Americans, German-Americans, WASPs, different kinds of Americans. We were all Americans. And that, I think, is what's lost today, is that we don't foster, we celebrate our differences, but we don't ever foster our what we have in common, which is we all came here. We all supposed to believe in something. Our founding fathers had a belief in the sense of melting pot. And that we realized throughout our history that we are greater because of all the different kinds of Americans that come together, because we make something unique. There's nothing like this in the world. A melting pot, a culture that is drawn from all of the greatness of cultures around the world. And I think that's what's missing.
Yeah, you're so right. We saved the world. We saved the world. And I got to go on the radio and talk about it. I mean, a couple of times. I mean, if we don't go in, and with due respect to Winston Churchill and in the Battle of Britain, I mean, how the valor of the Brits during that time before we went in the war. But Hitler, think of where we'd be. Think about the Third Reich. How it incenses me when I see what things that were concentrating on the wokeness, on the trans thing, on how you should do in school, what you should say in school, and who's waving the flag in this presidential race coming up in 2024. Donald Trump's a patriot, whether people like him or not, and you know, but he's a patriot. I mean, I don't see anybody on the Democratic side, correct me if I'm wrong, KT McFarland, anybody waving the flag on the Democratic side to say how great the country is? When Joe Biden goes up in front of Howard University and he has to say to the brightest of the bright in Howard University, the biggest threat we have is white supremacy from the president of the United States? Oh, KT, the fight is getting the climb is getting harder. I mean, we're going to make it. I really believe we'll make it. But I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
John F. Kennedy said it best, right? Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Yeah.
And there are very few political leaders who want to peddle that right now.
That's so
they
true.
All want to say, let me give you this, let me give you that, vote for me, vote for me, let me divide you. And it's almost like we've decided, the political leadership has decided, we're going to dice America up in a lot of little different pieces, and we're all going to hate each other, and then we're going to sort of suck up that hate, and we're going to get elected. And power is everything. You know, the great thing about Ronald Reagan is you always had a feeling, and I'm sure you felt this when you met him, you always had a feeling that he was ambitious, but not for himself. He was ambitious for America.
Right.
And you always had a feeling that if it ever came down to it, he would put America before he would put his own political future. I think one of the great moments of American history in my lifetime is when Richard Nixon in 1960 lost the election to John F. Kennedy. He could have called for a recount.
That's right.
He could have challenged it. I mean,
that's
everybody
right.
knew there was massive corruption in Cook County, Illinois. And instead, Nixon said, Nixon, who had wanted to be president his whole life, he said, okay, I'm going to concede because I know we don't want the country torn apart by a disputed election. How many leaders would do that today?
Yeah, you know what, Nixon, and thank you for bringing that up. I use that as an analogy when they talk about elections. Did John Kennedy really win? I mean, they went into West Virginia as well, and the unions went in Illinois. You're absolutely right. But Nixon didn't contest it, and he went only to come back to win again. But Ronald Reagan, at the point when I shook his hand, and you know him. You were there. You were there in the Oval Office. Come on. How cool was that? I mean, with the great Ronald Reagan. And then when I shook his hand, and there I am, a little snarky little wise punk from Saturday Night Live, you know, and I'm doing him on SNL, and he could, you know, could have said something. He shook his hand warm. You felt the warmth. You felt his love of country when you met the great Gipper. It's something we desperately need today, KT McFarland.
Couldn't agree more. I'm looking for him. That's the great thing about presidential elections. It's like going to a food bar. You just keep seeing everybody. Go sample of this, sample of that.
It's
and
so
which,
true.
Which guy really likes the country, loves the country the most, and can be the most effective leader?
Amen. KT, we appreciate your time. Chinese warships going now busting chops to America. I mean, forgive the Jersey terminology, but I mean, they're going the planes, the aircraft, buzzing American aircraft. Are we getting close to war with China, or is this? I mean, they would never ever do this. You know, when you were in the White House recently, they would never have done that. What am I missing now? And how bad will this get? Do you think?
The worry I have is that an accident happens.
Yes.
That they get so close to each other, and then all of a sudden everything spins out of control because there's no mechanism to say, hey, wait a minute, what just happened? We don't want to go to war. But what China definitely wants, and it's going to do anything to get it, is they want Taiwan, and they want to, from Taiwan, control the whole Western Pacific, the South China Sea, the Taiwan Strait, everything. And why? Because it's the world's most important maritime trade route. And it's where all the chips are made, microprocessing chips, are made in Taiwan. So China's goal. Now, we can prevent that from happening by not going to war. You don't have to go to war to do it. You go to economic war. But we need to get really smart about our national economic policy and our technology. We're falling behind in a lot of technologies. And we're doing it because we're sort of wasting money on stuff that'll never work and is just political payoffs or the crazy Green New Deal, which only makes China rich. It's just all the money we're spending on this Green New Deal stuff. It's all going to China because China is where they're making all of the of the green technology.
Yeah.
Got to get smart.
Which makes me think, just as an aside, not to take it too political, but I can't resist, is that with what Comer, Representative Comer's trying to do in the Oversight Committee in Congress is saying that there might have been some bribes with the Bidens, you know, with that $5 million, and they're tracking that down. This is why when people go, well, what shows you that maybe that happened is exactly what you just said, that you don't hear this administration stick up for us, and we're handing everything over to China, which is a little suspect to me, KT, yes?
It should be very suspect. Their policy towards China is very soft. China's a competitor. China's not an adversary. Here's China trying to start a war with us, but they're not an adversary. And look, if I'm Joe Biden and I'm innocent, I want to show the world I'm innocent. I would welcome nothing more than a full-fledged investigation into what I was doing because I'm convinced I'm going to come up clean.
Yeah.
So you wonder, the more they fight it, you have to wonder, there must be something here.
Yeah, KT, thank you so much. Thanks for your patriotism, love of country, and your service to this country, KT McFarland. I love it on this anniversary of D-Day. You know, we will never forget. And, KT, I know the love of America is in your heart. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. And thanks for always taking the time with us, you know.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it, too.
Always great chatting with you. Thank you. KT McFarland, the one, the only KT McFarland right there. A great gal. And just in the Oval Office with Ronald Reagan, man, and so many other greats. And I'll tell you, there's... It's frustrating for me behind the microphone to talk to you every morning, and you're kind enough to join us like you are, that I see no patriotism coming out of the political parties. You know, I get it from Donald Trump. I get it because I know him for 100 years. So, you know, I'm not objective in that regard, but he always had a love of country. But what's on the Biden like hates the country. Am I right? Is that me? He like hates the country. This guy, is that me? It's just unnecessary. And then when I see the debate and how bad we are, I'm putting it all aside. We are a great people. And like KT said, we saved the world. Not once, twice we saved the world. And we ain't done yet, baby. We ain't going nowhere. 818, Joey on the radio. Mark Morano's going to join us in a little while. Give us a call if you'd like. 877-970-2999. General Keith Kellogg on the show as well on the 79th anniversary of D-Day. Joe Borelli's. It's gonna jump on the air. And Debbie Duhaime, how you doing, Deb? How you doing this morning, Debbie Duhaime?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're remembering D-Day. You know, such an important day in history, right?
I don't know how we did it. I don't know how individually, and I know we got a break, but stay with me for a second. The great Yogi Berra, my dear longtime friend, rest his soul. He was in a landing craft on D-Day. Yogi Berra was.
Wow.
And now here is a guy, you know, he's a professional athlete, and he, you know, should be playing ball. But they did, and Joe DiMaggio did 4 years in the military.
Wow.
They gave up most of their lives. A lot of these great ball players did it. And Yogi landed at Normandy.
Jeez.
And I said to him, I said, Yogi, he was in charge of the mortars that were on the side of the landing craft that landed. I didn't even know they had mortars. He goes, they shot mortars onto across to the German machine guns. And I said, Yogi, what was it like? He goes, it was like fireworks, like the 4th of July. He tells me, matter of fact, Yogi, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so we thank Yogi for his service and everybody who really was in that. Operation Overlord was the name of that. Joe on the radio. Debbie's on getting you through. There's an operation traffic on the roads constantly in New York. How are we doing out there this morning, Deb?
I'll let you know what's happening. Yeah, I went to Normandy Beach. It's just an unbelievable feeling when you're there, that's for sure. Let's see what's happening, Joe, as we head to 84 eastbound, getting out toward exit 34 in Newburgh. Accident just being pushed off to the shoulder, getting out toward the Newburgh Beacon Bridge. Traffic slowing down inbound George Washington Bridge, 40 minutes. Lincoln, 45. Holland, still 40. We're seeing delays still on Route 24. Route 24 west, getting up toward Broad Street and Summit. It's an accident. 280 West Exit 14 in Newark, an accident there as well. Prepare for delays on the New Jersey Turnpike south at 13A with an accident. It's over on the shoulder. And the Garden State Parkway north at the Toms River Toll area. Watch out for an overturned car. Bruckner West at White Plains Road. It's an accident. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you head to the eastbound BQE at Cabman Plaza with an accident just cleared. Partly cloudy today. Chance of showers. High of 79. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Debbie Duhame, thank you so much. Marcia in Maryland, you know, dealing with that lake main. How about Anne Marie? How about that? How about all the Kent in Arkansas, right? Yeah, Reggie, I talk about all these folks that have taken Relief Factor and are now out of pain. How about that? By the way, when I tell you, and you know what I love about Relief Factor, they're such nice folks, first of all. And then they're so honest with you in the sense that they, when I tell you hundreds of thousands have tried Relief Factor, and then they give you this honest statistic, 70% have gone on to order more. 70%. But you know how many people that is? That's tens of thousands of people taking Relief Factor. Everybody's taking Relief Factor because it works for them. And if it works for them, why doesn't it work for you, right? You got to check out the 3-week quick start. Again, pragmatically, objectively, it's $19.95. You go to relieffactor.com. You can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or relieffactor.com. You get the 3-week quick start for just $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. By the way, 100% drug free. 800-4-RELIEF, or please, relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher says, we have bigger fish to fry.
I almost fell off the couch. Do you know they're changing the names of all these military bases that have Confederate generals in the title? Like Fort Benning in Georgia, changing the name. It's like 5 or 6 military bases. That's what we're worried about? And this is what the Democrats sit around and worry about?
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Are you considering a unique way to enhance your investment knowledge this year? Then sign up today for the all-inclusive Eagle Financial Publications Cruise. Along with our trusted partner, The Money Show, we're setting sail this December to explore some of the most beautiful and unspoiled destinations in the Caribbean. But this is no ordinary vacation. It's a chance to learn from top Eagle Financial experts like best-selling authors George Gilder, Mark Skousen, and others who will be hosting a series of workshops and seminars throughout the trip. Imagine lounging on the sun deck while discussing investment strategies with like-minded individuals or enjoying a gourmet dinner at the same table with one of our leading financial authorities. This once-in-a-lifetime cruise is a perfect way to combine education and relaxation to achieve your investment goals. This cruise will sell out quickly, so visit EagleFinancialCruise.com today to learn more and to secure your cabin. That's EagleFinancialCruise.com. Eagle Financial is a division of Salem Media Group.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, Joey on the radio. Welcome to New Rochelle, the fastest growing city in New York. A short 30-minute train ride from Manhattan. This vibrant community has the best of urban and suburban living. The rising skyline is a testament to the city's prowess, with over 6,000 new apartments, with modern amenities and sweeping views of Westchester, the city, and Long Island Sound. For more information about New Rochelle, go to ideallynewrochelle.com. New Rochelle's diversity rivals that of Manhattan with international cuisines, houses of worship, cultural events. Come and explore the boundless opportunities that await you in New Rochelle. This message was brought to you by the City of New Rochelle. Discover New Rochelle today. For more information, again, about New Rochelle, New York, go to ideallynewrochelle.com. ideallynewrochelle.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Let me go to Jim in Manhattan, if I can, guys, while we can. Jim, thanks for calling. What are you thinking this morning, man?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. You know, I have an interesting piece of D-Day trivia. You know, as you said, the great Yogi Berra landed on Normandy Beach with the first wave of troops on D-Day.
Right.
And I just happened to read that someone you don't associate with patriotism in the military was right there as part of Yogi's platoon and landed with the first wave on Normandy, and that is, surprise for you, Lenny Bruce.
No.
He was on the Lenny Bruce, the first wave landing on Normandy.
Exactly.
Who expects that?
Are you kidding me?
He didn't just land on D-Day. He was with the first wave and in Yogi's platoon. I just wanted to comment that the thing with your point of view on patriotism is that politics today, it's all about bringing everybody down and division and attacking each other. Well, there's not a positive message coming out these days and from any of the politicians. They just, everybody's a racist, everybody's this, everybody's that. You know, the truth is that the American people are being brought down by the politicians these days, whether they call patriotism or not.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Jim, great phone call, man. Thank you. Thank you. And Lenny Bruce, can you imagine Lenny's language as they landed? As he landed, you want to miss that, the great Lenny Bruce with Yogi Berra? Oh, my gosh. You know, it's true. I feel patriotism from Vivek Ramaswamy. I feel it from Tim Scott, Senator Scott. You could feel that patriotism, who just crushed it on that show, The View. He really did. He just got those gals in line because they go along with they have to go along because they're owned by Disney, so they have to be woke, and they're afraid. I think a lot of folks who are working for these big corporations are afraid to deviate. That's why it's amazing here. We work for Salem, but they let me say what I want to say. They let me say what I want to say and what we say and we do. And it's honest. And I always say I'm one word away from getting the microphone taken away, but Salem is understanding.
Oh, yeah.
But Salem understands one thing, freedom of speech, the First Amendment. Salem is so, whether you agree with us or not, it's freedom of speech. And so who else, think of another. Now, when Chris Christie goes in today, Is Christie going to say how great we are as a country? No, he's going to go after how bad Donald Trump is. See, the one thing Donald Trump did, Donald Trump would always, by the way, you can't understate that. Donald Trump's patriotism, whether you like him or not, what is his initiative to be president, whether it was ego, whatever it was, you can never deny the love of country of Donald J. Trump. I know him for 100 years. The first thing he loves this country heart and soul, and law enforcement and the military. That was the guy. So who else? Can you name somebody else now? Who? I love RFK. By the way, isn't this the day that Robert Kennedy, his dad was assassinated, I believe, in Los Angeles? Check that out, Joey. I believe was it June 6th that he was? But in any case, no one's talking about patriotism. You don't see it on I like when ABC News has America Strong. That's kind of cool. That's cool. But that's about it. Let me go to Danny. Danny on the phone. Yeah. Hi, Danny. Thanks for calling. What are you thinking today, my friend?
Love you, Joe. Let's not forget Joe.
Okay. Thank you.
Nice try.
That's good. Good job.
See, I know. You cannot get. My goodness gracious. How dumb is that guy? Because he thinks he can always slip through.
Let me just. Sometimes people call just to hear their voices, and it's fun. And I think it's great. But Al, you can't.
No, I don't think. I don't think it's great.
I need you cross town on Sunday night sometimes.
No, sorry. I'm sleeping. Screaming at you, you know. I'm busy.
Let me go to June. Jersey June. Hi, June. How you doing?
Hi, Joe. This is Jersey June. First of all, you were great at Calandra's.
Thank you for being there. You're so cute. You are so wonderful to be there. And I really appreciate your support and your love. And you bought a little something for me. You always never forget about your pal, Joe. So
and
I appreciate
And your kids were great, too, by the way.
Thank you. I know. And Olivia, see, don't forget, after all that, Olivia, if I may, Olivia, what she went through with the ablation on her heart, she's doing great. She really opened up. She felt like she opened up that night. She's singing like Valerie. Yeah. She's singing Amy Winehouse. I'm going like,
she's
whoa.
Fabulous.
Thank you. And Michael is my dear Michael. Yeah. It's great. But thank
they
you.
They were both fabulous.
What are you thinking today?
So I wanted to tell the listeners to go see the Yogi Berra film. It's called It Ain't Over.
Yes,
it's
okay.
Playing now.
Okay.
And it tells the whole life of Yogi Berra, who we met, my daughter and I met.
Yeah.
And my daughter was on the girls' baseball team when we met him in Newark, and he gave us all a hug, and we got a great picture with him. And everyone should go see this film. It's called It Ain't Over. And it shows also his Normandy. It shows what he did in, you know.
Yeah, the great American that he was, indeed. June, thank you. And thanks for always being there, June. We send our love to you and appreciation. And thanks for always listening. And have a great week. Appreciate it. So Yogi and I became, I'm trying to think. We would do the Yogi Berra Golf Classic in Upper Montclair, in the Montclair Country Club. And they said, Joe, would you come in? Would you MC? For years I MC'd it, right? And then I would see Muscarin there, all my heroes from the Greg Nettles was there, everybody, Ron Gidgey was there, Willie Randolph was always there, and it was always great. And Yogi and I would sit and talk. He was just fun. He was a funny guy. And so now I had to go do a performance. I was sitting down, and we're having dinner, and then I was going to go up and do something, perform something. And he goes, you going up? I go, yeah, I'm going up. And he goes, you better be good, otherwise I'm gonna pull you out in the third inning. You know, like the manager, you know, like I'm gonna come and get you out. But what a sweetheart of a guy. And with Carmen and Yogi at the Montclair Country Club, it was the best of America there. It really was. And it was so much fun. And by the way, there's the Yogi Berra Museum we invite you to go to as well. But yeah, there's a documentary out there, but Yogi was just
I've heard
great.
Good things about it. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard good things about it.
Look, it's about one of the great humans ever, Yogi Berra, one of the decent guys in love with Carmen forever.
He never at a loss for words.
No, well.
Even though the words might have been mixed up a little bit, never at a loss.
You know, when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Take it.
You know?
Okay.
You know, it was
which
great.
Way? Yes. Right. You know.
So we needed to raise money for a foundation, if I can. I know we got a break, but for the Positive Impact Foundation, which I started with some friends, we created positive media for at-risk youth. And before we joined with the Boys and Girls Clubs. So I needed to raise money. I said to Yogi, respectfully, could you come in? We'll do a, like they do in politics, you do a 2-hour meet and greet. You come to a country club, you go ba ba bang, you meet Yogi Berra. But he comes in, he dedicated his time for this foundation, for helping at risk children. And I wrote a song, That's Why Yogi is a Champ. And I did special lyrics with Tony DeSere, the great Tony DeSere piano. And we just had a great time. And he appreciated it. One of the most giving, wonderful, warm folks in Yogi Berra. From St. Louis, from the Hill right now. He's from St. Louis.
Yes, I believe so. That's right.
With
born and raised
Joe
in St. Louis.
Joe Garagiola. Right. They came together for crying.
Wow. Joe Garagiola. There's a time capsule.
To tell the truth.
Great. Yeah, you know who?
He hosted the Tonight Show to tell the truth. I mean, he was the voice. Oh, yeah. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he hosted the Tonight Show the night that they were on and Johnny Carson was off.
The Beatles, you mean?
The Beatles.
John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. That's, you know what? I didn't know that. But also, who else was out there that I saw? Oh, Bob Uecker I saw on TV recently. Oh,
yes, Mr. Baseball.
Yeah, right. No, he was great. He was like, go down the front row. I must be in the front
row.
Right,
that's right.
Uecker was great, you know.
And many people forget he was on Mr. Belvedere.
That's right.
You're right. My gosh, you're right. So I've been waiting for this. Before we break, give us a little foghorn, leghorn there.
Well, I said, Joe, you see that hen house over there? It says DOG. Now, I said, boy, go get it.
That's it. Joe says to me, before we talked to the president of New Rochelle Council on Arts, Teresa Leghorn. So I asked her, and what do you think her husband's nickname was? Did you hear? It was
Foghorn.
Foggy, they used to call it.
Foggy.
So if you're at the party Saturday night and you want Joe Sibilia to do some impressions, there it is. You got five.
I'm going to get up and it's going to be quite the interesting act.
What's the matter? What's the matter? You can do the whiners. Joel will pop in with a little Charles Nelson Reilly. You know, maybe a little Paul Lynn.
That'd be a great idea. Mikey and I are bringing the amps, I'll tell you that.
All right.
We are. We're going to just have fun. And again, let me just say in the air how much I appreciate Stacey.
And you said
going
Joey's going to be there, right? So Joey could be the Gene Rayburn of the night. He can introduce everything. It'd be great.
Let me just thank Stacey for going all the way out of her way. But in her home, she's doing this great party. I just am a whiner. Who likes parties for themselves?
You know what? When you walk in, that's you have to have like that dour face. I'm here. Yeah, happy
let
birthday.
Let me tell you, we got a break, but stay with me. So we did a big event for the Positive Effect Foundation with Anthony Pope and Vic Richel and my buddies who started the foundation. Marla Smith was with us, and the Blues Brothers, Danny and Jimmy came, and they performed at Caesar, the big show down the shore, wherever it was. And now the next night, I didn't know it was going to be my birthday, so Kimberly was going to surprise me on my 50th birthday, you know, like that. So she goes, we'll go out to dinner to Il Capriccio. You know, it's in Jersey. Great, great restaurant in Jersey, by a great restaurant out there. So I walk in, I go, and then everybody's there. You know, showed up? Mike Strahan showed up. How about that?
Wow.
How about that?
Oh.
And so I have one of Stray's jerseys, man. I love Michael like you do, Al. And I just, he's a good guy.
Great player.
He was great. So I walk in. And now it's this. Happy birthday. The look on my face is like, oh, God.
See, that would be, if I ever pulled a surprise party from my wife, that's exactly, first off, I'd get that look, and then I'd get, I'm going to kill you when we get home. My wife hates surprises.
All these people with the look in their eyes like, it's a surprise, Joe. I'm like, I don't want a birthday party. I'm like the whiner.
I've told Al this before. But I used to have birthday parties as a kid, and the home video footage, I look so miserable, like I don't even want to be there. I'm like hiding in the kitchen.
I want to go back to the birthday parties where you're getting ready to blow out a candle, your grandfather had a cigar and a beer, and he's blowing smoke in your face, and you're like, and everyone's like, happy birthday, all right, cut the cake. That's the birthday party I want.
Oh man, but I'm much appreciated. I'm out of humility. I just feel uncomfortable when it's all about me. I mean, it's hard to believe, but it is very.
For those that are going, make him feel uncomfortable.
It's all about you, Joe. No.
The good thing is, there's so many great folks that we work with, and those. It's like I love that we're going to say thank you to all the great folks that we work with, except for Al, because Al's showing up.
Thank you. Well, my wife's getting surgery. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
No excuse.
No, honey, I know you're not feeling well. Gotta go to a party. Bye. Bye. See ya.
Could you change my bandages before you go?
No, can't do it. Sorry. Oh, the dog? Oh, yeah, forget it. It's all right. Yeah. Mother-in-law, she can't walk? No, can't eat? That's all right. She'll eat tomorrow.
Oh, Lord. All right, 8:37, Joey on the radio. Hey, Mark Morano. You don't want to miss Mark Morano coming up. He's fired up because they're slaughtering cats. So I know we're going to go too long. I'm in Ireland, and Kimberly and I are in Ireland. And then I said, well, I'm at a kind of very farm kind of restaurant, beautiful place. And I forget what county we were in, outside of County Cork, I believe. And I sat down, and it was like a beautiful, all beautiful, the land of Ireland, all green. And I said, I need to get a steak. I say to myself, and I say to the gal, is it a local steak? She points across the street at the cow. She goes, that's where the steak comes from. Right there. It was as fresh and wonderful and all the vitamins and nutrients. Yeah. The cow looked at me like, yeah. So now Ireland government proposes slaughtering that cow and 200,000 others.
No.
Mark Morano will break it down. And General Keith Kellogg as well on D-Day. Hey, Joe on the radio and Al's in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
65 and partly sunny at 8:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor Adams proposing a plan to start paying New Yorkers to house migrants in their homes. It comes as the city continues to battle a rise in migrants coming to the Big Apple. Adams floated the idea Monday while announcing an agreement with some 50 houses of worship that will start housing adult male migrants. Adams didn't say exactly how the plan would work, but the Post reports the city would pay
a place of worship, $125 for each asylum seeker per day. That's far less than the $380 it costs right now to house a family or single adult in a hotel. Engineers designing Hudson County's new $317 million courthouse in Jersey City say the building will be resilient to bombs. The Frank J. Guarney Justice Complex will contain the offices of 24 criminal, family, and other courtrooms. Designers say 700-foot-long steel trusses will support the courthouse and prevent it from collapsing. They say the design will prevent the type of progressive collapse that was seen in the bombing of a federal building in Oklahoma City in 1995 and the attacks on the World Trade Center in 2001. In sports, Yankees and Mets both off. The Bombers open up a series with the White Sox tonight at the stadium. Mason's in Atlanta to take on the Braves. The Golden Knights, two wins away from hoisting the Stanley Cup. They blew out the Panthers 7-2 in Game 2. Game 3 is set for Thursday in Florida. This sports report brought to you by Relief Factor. Get pain-free today. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame has got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Let's go to 84 eastbound, slowing down by exit 34 in Newburgh. It's an accident now on the shoulder. We're still seeing delays at the George, Lincoln, and the Holland about 40 minutes in. Watch for delays as well on the Cross Bronx westbound stop-and-go traffic out toward 3rd Avenue. The Bruckner westbound slowing down at the Hunts Point drawbridge. A lot of stop-and-go traffic this morning as you head over to the westbound side of the BQE. That's going to be stop-and-go through Meeker Morgan. Eastbound BQE slowing down as you get up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. Van Wyck northbound, stop and go right through Atlantic Avenue. Watch for some stop and go traffic as well on the LIE eastbound at Lakeville Road and Lake Success, a stalled car. Sunrise Highway eastbound slowing down into Hampton Bays with an accident being cleared. And watch for delays on 24 westbound at Broad Street and Summit with a collision still being cleared. Checking the forecast, partly cloudy today, chance of showers later, high of 79. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
The new Raid Essentials Light Trap uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes, turning your home into restricted airspace. For insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly, get new Raid Essentials Light Trap.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling about law enforcement against drugs and violence. That's the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. Last year, we lost 72,000 family members and friends and neighbors to drug-related deaths, you know. And that's where Nick DeMauro comes in. He's the executive director of CEO of LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. And he hosts the first-of-its-kind show every Saturday at noon right here on AM 970. The Answer, called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD guy. And that's Nick. He is the LEAD guy. He speaks with experts, educators, law enforcement about important issues that affect you and your children. You know, so be sure to tune in Saturdays at noon. Would you do that? It's a show that you really want to listen to. Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD guy, hosted by Nick DeMauro, right here on AM 970. The Answer, if you want to donate, we would love for you to donate to LEAD. Great organization. Curriculum goes right into the school, working with law enforcement and with educators and community leaders. You can go to leadrugs.org. It's leadrugs.org.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. During the crisis over the debt ceiling, President Biden, following a number of congressional leaders, including Bernie Sanders, John Fetterman, Elizabeth Warren, and members of the so-called squad, laid claim to a power which no president has ever claimed before. The president said that an obscure provision of the 14th Amendment, which states that the public debt should not be questioned, means that he could violate the debt ceiling set by Congress. This interpretation is nonsense. The amendment was intended to stop southern states from defaulting on union debts from the Civil War. It in no way transferred Congress's authority over debt to the presidency, which would constitute the greatest executive branch power grab in history. Biden ended up not using the tactic, but he did use it for leverage, and it is now an article of faith for the Democrats. This is dangerous to our constitutional order and to both U.S. and global financial markets. It should be roundly condemned. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, tell me about Dr. Lederman. You know, I have such a great time with Gil Lederman when we went out and we broke bread together. And he told me that his main purpose in life is to simply help people, that he's not making money. He told me that. He goes, no, I'm in this out of love for people. He states, Dr. Lederman told me, that he simply went to medical school to help people. And he doesn't need to be doing what he's doing, you know, helping cancer patients like this. And if you got cancer and you get that personal news or a loved one gets cancer and your life is upside down, will you please call Dr. Gil Lederman? Because he puts his whole heart and soul into this, and he was the first to bring body radio surgery to America. So Dr. Lederman's team has put together a DVD of numerous patients telling stories, all various forms of cancer treatment success, for you to see firsthand. I've seen it. You hear people telling stories, and these are true testimonials. So if you call 212-CHOICES and ask for the free DVD to be sent to your home, you could listen to each patient tell this story, you know? Because radio surgery is most frequently a comfortable, outpatient, non-invasive treatment. Very little, if any, normal tissue is exposed to the radiation, leading to a healthy quality of life. And radio surgery in New York is conveniently located right there in Manhattan at 1384 Broadway at 38th Street. Most insurances, Medicare and Medicaid, are accepted. So call Dr. Lederman. Would you do that for an appointment? It's 212-CHOICES. 212-CHOICES.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Mark Morano is the man, former senior staff member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, publisher of ClimateDepot.com. The book you got to get is called The Great Reset. Mark, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Happy to be here today.
Well, so tell me, so I just told the story. When I was in Ireland, one of the best steaks I've had was in Ireland. I asked where they got the steak. They pointed to a cow across the street. They said, that's where we got the field in Ireland. That's where we got the cow. Now, I'm reading here, Ireland government proposes slaughtering 200,000 cows? This isn't some inflammatory fake news. This is the real deal, Mark Morano.
This is the real deal. It's 65,000 cows a year. And why would they do this? The same reason they went after the high-yield agriculture and animals in the Netherlands, the same reason Sri Lanka collapsed, the same reason they're going it in Canada and Australia, and the same reason John Kerry announced that we have to do this, the climate solutions for agriculture have to come to the United States. It's all to meet their climate goals, these net zero climate goals coming from the United Nations that all the world leaders sign on to. They come back to their countries, and now this is how they're implementing it. They are going after the backbone of each country. They're going after the farmers. They're going after our freedom of movement, transportation. We're seeing that now in France. Since January, just 2023, Joe, it is unbelievable how fast this Great Reset climate lockdown agenda has advanced globally. But Ireland, of course, these 200,000 cows, this is just the latest example. I can go back decades and show you the UN warned that cow emissions were more dangerous to the planet than all the automobiles and trains and airplanes combined. So the cows have been in their sights for years, and they're finally doing something about it.
I just think it's hysterical, because if we weren't civilized, if we were just we didn't advance to the point that we have advanced, the cows would still be here. And then what would they do? What would the cows are going to be walking around aimlessly, mindlessly. I mean, this is, and it's because of the methane. I guess that the cows emit. Mark, help me out here. These people are nuts, man.
The cows emit methane, which they say is a dangerous, potent greenhouse gas. Although there have been peer-reviewed studies, scientists showing they call methane the irrelevant greenhouse gas. In other words, they're not. It can't have the warming effect that they're claiming. That's number one. Second point is farming and animal agriculture have been around thousands of years, and the idea that somehow now in 2023 it has to be banned. No, obviously there's another agenda here, and that agenda is power, control, crushing independent farms, the same way COVID lockdowns crush small independent business. They want to gut the middle class, and they want a very poor section, and they want very rich. And guess what they're going to give the poor? Even people like Elon Musk support this, that guaranteed minimum income, annual income, which is then going to be from the government to keep the poor happy as they crush what's remaining in the middle class. In addition to this, Joe, the other shocking news, though, is that the Germany, one sausage per month limit. Same thing, 90% plus meat reduction called for by the German Nutrition Society in collusion with the government and the whole climate goals. One sausage per month, and they admit it would have no impact on their emissions, less than 1%, but they have to do it because it's for sustainability reasons. This is the world in which we're living in 2023. This is the great reset here and now. This is a climate lockdown here and now. And then add that to what France did, banning airline flights. And by the way, all of this, France wanted to do, Greenpeace calling for 6-hour flight bans now in Europe. We should be grateful they only did 2.5. In Ireland, they were calling for 1.3 million cattle would need to be culled in order to reduce greenhouse gases in the Irish agricultural sector. So we'd be grateful it's only 200,000 cows. They want to kill over 1 million. We should be grateful they're only banning 2.5 flights of 2 hours plus, not 4 and 6 hours like they originally proposed. We should be thanking our betters, not worried.
But and the cars, I keep seeing, they're going to just allow one car a family? Are they going to pull? I keep hearing these things. And then it's like you said, I think it was Boris Johnson, his father was saying that, oh, you shouldn't be able to fly. Exactly to your point. You're not going to be able to fly. We're going to tell you when to use your car. How could we possibly exist as a society if this goes down?
Well, they want us to exist. It's called a neo-feudalistic site where there's going to be rulers, no middle class, and then we're the worker bees. We're the unwashed masses. Yeah. This is the vision actually laid out. You will own nothing and be happy. What does that mean? Someone's going to own something. It won't be us. And we're seeing that happen in every major city from San Francisco, Washington, and San Francisco, New York, where there are equity asset firms and Chinese investors buying up land when people defaulting on their loans. We're seeing it happening with American farming. Bill Gates, the number one farmland owner. And here's the thing. John Kerry in the United States, so just so you think, oh, this is a European issue, John Kerry is now targeting farmers. Last week, we can't get to net zero unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution. And he also called out cows and livestock as well. It's coming to America. Remember the old, it's coming to America. Coming.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be pretty, and no one's going to be dancing.
Yeah. Mark Miranda, the book is The Great Reset. Check out climatedepot.com. Check out The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. Mark, thank you for enlightening us. Keep the fight, my brother. Come back anytime.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Mark Morano is the man right there. 852, Debbie's on the road. Debbie, you went to Normandy? God bless you for that.
Yeah, I was on a trip, in France, and we were in Paris, we were in Lourdes, we were in Normandy, Lisieux. It was an amazing trip. Absolutely beautiful.
You are a beautiful patriot, I'll tell you that. Thank you so much, Deb. How are we doing traffic-wise out on the roads on AM 970, The Answer? And thank you, Debbie, for that.
Thank you, Joe. And let's go out to the LIE eastbound, slowing down by the Clearview. It's an accident over there. Traffic is still slowing down as you take a ride over to the inbound George Lincoln and the Holland, about 40 in across the board. And watch for delays on the Garden State Parkway in both directions in Toms River. A couple of accidents there. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
As a local business owner, you get called every week by marketing companies. We get it. We have hundreds of satisfied customers. Here's what a satisfied client recently said.
Open enrollment is going great. We're hitting record numbers. Thank you so much for this report. It really is amazing to see how the marketing is really shaping our enrollment around the city.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Sign up today for an unforgettable experience in Israel this October. Dennis Prager and I are traveling back to the Holy Land on the Stand With Israel Tour with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. This trip of a lifetime to Israel is one you won't want to miss. Register today before it's too late. Go to StandWithIsraelTour.com, StandWithIsraelTour.com, or call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Car payments, credit card payments, home loans.
Man, that's a lot of debt for you to carry. Let us help you get caught up when you enter the $18,000 Get Caught Up Sweepstakes. The grand prize winner gets up to $10,000 in debt relief. Three first prize winners will get up to $1,000 in debt relief, and 10 second prize winners will get $500 in debt relief. That's $18,000 total, and that could be you.
Go to am970theanswer.com to enter. That's am970theanswer.com.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, you want the perfect wedding, you can go on to the Atlantis Yacht of New York Cruises. You'll get to see the New York City skyline, and they have like this experience, the hospitality professionals. These professionals on the Atlantis, by the way, from New York Cruises, and their wedding cruise event planning services, okay? So they're with you every step of the way, and your guests will be wining and dined on the main deck, the sky deck, the lounge deck. You have those 360-degree views of Manhattan. The skyline's spectacular. Seeing Lady Liberty. It's worth the trip alone. Not to mention getting married on that with Lady Liberty in the background. Come on, it won't get better than that. The wedding coordinator and special event planners are with you in your wedding planning process with New York Cruises. And the Atlantis is a magnificent three-deck yacht that is just, it's huge. It looks beautiful. It's so sleek and white and stands out on the harbor. You'll be, I think, honored to be married aboard the Atlantis from New York Cruises. Here's the number, 212-633-1231, okay? 212-633-1231, or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour, coming up tonight at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Weather-wise, Jeff Nordine's got it for you. How are we doing, Jeffrey?
Well, we got some pop-up showers and even some rumbles of thunder now approaching Manhattan, New York, Staten Island. That's kind of where a line of it is right now. Also in the southern part of New York State. So that's also going to be pushing its way to the south with time. So if you're doing anything outdoors now, it's starting to arrive. So just keep your eyes on the sky. Speaking of skies, they are hazy due to the wildfire smoke. Temperatures this afternoon are going to reach around 78. Low tonight, 59. It'll be partly cloudy. Dry tomorrow with some sunshine, couple of clouds. And it again is going to be hazy due to the wildfire smoke still hanging around. Temperatures are going to hold at 77 before dipping down to the low 70s Thursday. And we could see a shower again.
Well done, Jeff. What a detailed forecast. Well done, my young friend. Hey, when we come back, you know, we can take some phone calls, top of the hour, 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999, and then we're going to join General Keith Kellogg and talk about D-Day, the 79th anniversary of D-Day, and some military news. What's happening with this offensive from Ukraine into Russia, dams breaking? You don't know what to believe. You know, General Kellogg has the complete breakdown of that, but most importantly on this June 6th, we remember D-Day 1944. Councilman Joe Borelli, he's going to be with us as well. Mayor Adams wants you to house a migrant. Yes, order now, and you can house a migrant at your house personally. Joe Borelli will break that down for us. Joe on the radio with Al and Joe and Debbie, and we are coming right back at you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.